One of the best high school punters in Illinois only started to play football a few years ago. Our next story on WGLT Sound Ideas is with Declan Dooley. He's a senior at El Paso Gridley High School. He's the highest rated punter in Illinois and has accepted a football scholarship at the University of Illinois. In this edition of Beyond Sports, Dooley tells WGLT's Eric Stock how he has mastered the craft of kicking a football. And he says it's a lot harder than it looks.
My football coach then saw that I played soccer, saw I could kick a ball pretty good. I was a goalkeeper. And he said, hey, why don't you come out here and try kicking? I was like, okay. Did it, and I made an extra point. He's like, all right, you're the kicker now. Sweet.
What's the difference between kicking a round ball like a soccer ball and something oblong like a football?
It was weird to transition into that because it's a completely different style of kicking, really. You can kind of transfer, it transfers over to some extent, simply just because of the fact that you see most soccer players most kickers were former soccer players. But it was weird having a smaller target to hit necessarily because you kind of have to hit a certain part of the ball, whereas a soccer ball, you got a little bit more forgiveness to it.
Show us where you have to make contact.
So it's you cut the ball into thirds, essentially. This is for kicking field goals. And you want to hit basically where that bottom third is at, the top of that bottom third. That's the best spot to hit.
Now, that is for place kicking, which requires more accuracy, I suppose, than punting, what you'll be doing primarily at the U of I. What about the adjustment to punting? Is that easier, just a matter of getting the distance in most cases?
So punting, in my opinion, is the hardest of the three disciplines because of the fact that you're dropping it, and so you're hitting a moving target. And the ball has to be set in a certain position. It's very, very technical, more technical than you could probably imagine. You see, normally somebody looks at a guy punting, oh, you just drop it and kick it. There's a lot more to it. There's a lot that goes into it. But the biggest thing is the fact that you're dropping, so you're hitting a moving target, and it can move. You have to take the wind into effect, how it's going to change from just being down here at eye level, whatever, to up in when it gets up in the air, how that can change up there. But yes, I would say punting would be the hardest. It was the hardest one for me, at least, to get into, even though it was my better discipline.
So we're outside, wind blowing in your face about 10-15 miles an hour. How does that approach your calculation for how you're going
to
kick?
So if I'm going into the wind like that, I want to keep in mind to keep my hands on the ball longer, basically hold on to it longer, kind of think as if I'm kicking the ball out of my hand. That's kind of the thought process behind that, so that when I do drop it, there's not a lot of movement that comes out of it from the time that I drop it. It leaves my hand from the time that I hit it with my foot. So I want to reduce that time from release to kick. And so then I really want to focus on taking my weight forward and driving with my quad and to get my body weight forward to get it to drive through the air with the spiral.
When did you realize that you're pretty good at this?
It was going into my sophomore year. That was when I noticed how great I was at punting, really. I didn't punt freshman year. I started going into my sophomore year that summer. Then is when I really got into it. I'd punted a little bit in that winter and right after the freshman season, but it was that summer going into sophomore year I really got into it, and that's when I got ranked for the first time, and so that's when I thought, you know what, maybe I should focus on this. This can be what I could do in college.
How did you react to being named the number one punter in the state?
Oh, it was, I mean, just being ranked in general was something that I never thought I'd do. It's not ever something when I was younger, really, that I'd thought about doing. So having that title was something that was very special to me.
A number of athletes who go to the Big Ten end up playing professionally. Is that part of your dream?
Absolutely. That's the goal. I guess that's the dream. I've hit the goal. I guess I haven't hit the goal yet, but the goal was to play in college, to play Division I, and now the dream is to play in the NFL.
And even though it is a team sport, like you said, there's a lot of pressure on the kicker, the punter, whatever the situation. You're kind of on an island in a sense, and sometimes how you perform directly impacts the outcome of the game. How do you prepare for that pressure?
Growing up in sports, never really had an issue with pressure. I was a nationally ranked swimmer at age 10, and I was swimming in front of thousands of people, and so that there has helped me tremendously in terms of having to go out there for as little amount of time I'm out there. It's a very important time that I'm out there. So doing that has been the biggest help.
That's El Paso Gridley senior Declan Dooley with WGLT's Eric Stock. Dooley plans to graduate in December so he can get started a semester early at the University of Illinois to compete for a starting job. Dooley transferred to El Paso Gridley from University High School in Normal last year after his mother became partially blind and the family faced more financial hardships. You can read more about Dooley's story and all of our Beyond Sports features at WGLT.org. Check the podcasts and shows tab.